Meryl Streep's performance in The Iron Lady is unquestionably one of the greatest ever put on film. She plays a strong woman who cannot admit to herself or anybody else that Alzheimer's disease is robbing her of her powers. She's so certain she is the only one who is absolutely right about everything that it is her God-given obligation to remain in power and refuse to compromise on anything whatsoever, an inconvenient belief in a supposedly democratic country which increasingly opposes her. She's not a likable person, but there's no questioning her sincerity and dedication to her public job. You feel with her so strongly that it doesn't matter dramatically whether you agree or sympathize. It's a great performance, unfortunately, in a less than great picture. Margaret Thatcher was Prime Minister of England in some very important years, and The Iron Lady tells us almost nothing about her country or her times. What do we Americans know about the Falkland Islands, which she is so determined to get back, no matter what the odds? Why is she so determined to refuse Ireland the independence that has always been treated sympathetically in our movies? Why do the British allow a woman in her condition to remain in office? I read that English reviewers regard The Iron Lady as libelous and wonder how we would feel about one of their movies treating Ronald Reagan this way. And there are other problems, most notably questions as to when husband Jim Broadbent is a live person, when a memory, and when a hallucination. Streep is great. Unfortunately, her context is not. Jim Erickson, over and out.